Monday mornings, we check in with Michael Rand from the Star Tribune for our segment, The Sporting Life. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right, man. So what is this about some sort of cocktail mixery you were learning over the weekend? What was that?
That little aside interested you more than any of the other three sports topics.
No. I was just curious. What is this?
Steve enjoys cocktails more than the sporting activities, perhaps. Or maybe it's the cocktails that go with the sporting activities.
Well, you said, I spent hundreds of dollars on fancy booze in a quest to learn how to make craft cocktails. So how did it go?
It's going pretty well so far. My wife has done most of the mixing so far. We're getting ready for her. She's having a birthday party for her in about a week. So we're working out all that. But we might have gone a little overboard Saturday. We went to like three different places. We're like trying to find all these recipes for different drinks, because we've kind of gotten into the whole kind of craft cocktail idea, just because it's delicious.
It's really delicious. And it's
a lot of work, but it's always worth it in the end.
That's right.
It really is.
So let's get to the sports at hand here. Now, we have an awful lot to be excited about here, first of all.
Yeah, we do.
You know what? We can be really disappointed with Minnesota sports sometimes, but the ladies' teams always seem to come through and win titles. Minnesota Lynx, mm-hmm. Minnesota Gophers hockey team, the women were dominating. Yep. Once again, the women's hockey team for the Minnesota Gophers, just, you know, they get the title for being awesome.
They are so great.
So what happened over the weekend?
Well, they've been pushed to the limit here lately. They've got that winning streak going. And I think the pressure started to get to them maybe just a tiny bit, because, you know, anytime you've won, you know, going into the weekend, they'd won 47 games in a row, and it took them triple overtime a week ago to win in the quarterfinals of the NCAA tournament, which was once you get to that point, it's a one-and-done situation. So not only would the streak have been over, but their season would have been over. And they needed overtime again this past Friday in the semifinals against Boston College, but it looks like they loosened up a little bit for the championship game. It's just kind of like, all right, we made it this far. Now let's just show the world what we got. And they won pretty handily. It was 6-3, and it seemed like they were in control of the game the whole time. So 49 wins in a row, 41-0 this season, first time that's been done in women's hockey history. And, you know, yeah, like you mentioned, it's not just that they won, but, you know, teams around here tend not to win when there are those expectations.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
when it comes down to it, when it matters, yeah.
Right, and it's, you know, we've had sneaky good seasons here where, you know, teams come out of nowhere. Like, you know, even the two world championships the Twins won, it was in years where I think people weren't expecting all that much of them, and all of a sudden, hey, they just won a World Series. But you know, for the women's hockey team to be able to do this with all those expectations on them, and that streak going is really impressive, and just a great season. And they had some world class players, as you know, demonstrated by the fact that they had the three finalists for the Player of the Year award. All three of them were on the Gophers, so just a phenomenal team that we might not see the likes of again.
Congratulations to the Gopher women's hockey team. Now, the U of M men's basketball season, well, mm-hmm. it's over.
It's over. It kind of finished the way it largely went for much of the year. You know, you had extreme highs and extreme lows, which they showed in the NCAA tournament with, you know, a really nice win Friday night. Friday night was just a crazy sports night. Everything was going on, including the women's hockey semifinals and the men's basketball opening game. Men's hockey played. It was a lot of things going on that night, but you know they were able to get a first round win over UCLA, and that's, you know, officially speaking, because of all the scandals that have gone on and such that have been, you know, the records of which have later been wiped out. That was their first real NCAA tournament win since 1990, so that's, you know, an accomplishment in and of itself. But then last night they run up against a really good Florida team and get off to just a horrendous start. They were losing by 21 points at halftime, trying to make a comeback, and then it fell short. So their season's over, and now I guess the big question is,
will Tubby Smith stay around? That's what
absolutely.
I'm wondering.
And we don't know for sure. I think we'll know for sure pretty soon here. I think the administration, Athletic Director Norwood team, they'll make a decision on this one way or the other pretty soon, because you don't want to, you know, you get into the whole uncertainty things, stat, job status. If you're recruiting new players, you know they need to know, you know, is this coach going to be around? And you know, it was a year of some accomplishment, you know, because like I said, they made the tournament and they won a game, but they're still the question of have they achieved what they could have achieved over the past 6 years with him here.
And let's finish with one more. So if you went to Tiger Woods' Facebook page right now, his relationship status would probably say, he probably changed it from it's complicated to in a relationship.
in a relationship, yeah. It
might still be complicated, quite frankly.
It's always complicated with Tiger Woods. But did you actually visit his page? Are those not the most, it's almost like our standard Christmas card pictures that he's put up of him and Lindsey Vonn. Skier, Olympic gold medal skier, world champion, and one of us.
Yeah, we consider her one of us here in Minnesota.
Well, we take pretty much anybody who's like driven through a corner of the state at one point in their life to be.
If you've stepped on the soil of Minnesota, right. You are one of us. So
and you've accomplished something great because we want you if you've done something great. But she legitimately grew up here, learned to ski on Buck Hill. I think a lot of people know the story, and then. She became this world-class skier, one of the best in the world. And, Tiger and her are apparently now dating.
It's been rumored for a while, right?
It has been rumored for a while, but they made it Facebook official last week, which is a big step for any relationship, is it not?
They clearly did with the Olin Mills photos there that you can see on the page.
They just looked so happy. The only thing missing was, it's almost like a senior picture type portrait.
Right.
Leaning up against a banister or something like that. That might have made it just all the better.
Thank you very much, Michael. As always, nice to talk to you.
You bet. Take care, guys.
Okay, Michael Rand from the Star Tribune. He also writes the Rand Ball blog at startribune.com. He joins us every Monday morning for The Sporting Life.